Growing your business doesn't have to be difficult. It's all about mastering a few key techniques, systems, and mindset. Welcome to Foot Traffic. With over a million downloads, it's the go-to marketing podcast dedicated to helping you grow your small business. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel. I've been an entrepreneur for over 15 years, and I own multiple seven-figure businesses. Together, you and I are going to get you more customers in the door, more profit in your pocket, and more happiness in your home. Let's transform your business starting right now. Is your evening routine helping or hurting your productivity? My name is Stacey Tuschel. I help small business powerhouses get more customers in the door, more profit in their pocket, more happiness in their home through our program, Well-Oiled Operations. I am all about scaling at a simple pace. Now, let's dive into my evening routine. I did a morning routine version of this at episode 623. You can search for morning routine, but I'm going to dive into what I do, and I've got some not props, but things that I actually use that I want to share with you. So first of all, I'm going to start with out of the workday. So I work here in my home office. So there is a big transition from leaving the office to walking into the other room, right? Especially if the kids are already home, I've got to switch hats. So for me, before I walk out that door, and one thing that I have, I don't know if you can see this, are curtains over my door. So I purposely keep those curtains closed so the kids know, hey, mom is still working. And as soon as I'm done for the day, I open those up. So that is a cue for them. Am I available or am I not? So before I leave this room, I might do a quick meditation. I have an exercise, like a detox machine that literally just shakes and vibrates. It's like a biohacking thing. And that for 9 minutes, 10 minutes will help me just kind of like it really does. It almost looks like a physical activity on my Aura ring. So that will really help. But yeah, meditate. I might go for a walk outside with the dog, anything just to feel like the transition's happening. And then I do take a CBD, like half a dropper of CBD. I will link to my favorite CBD right now in the comments below. So I do that every day after my workday. All right. Now, when the kids are home, we do their homework first. So I'm jumping to that. Dinner at around 6 o'clock every night. We are family dinner people. I make sure my kids' activities allow for us to still have dinner together. So like their gymnastics, we're home by a certain time to still eat dinner. There is one night of the week that it just doesn't work. And I'm okay with getting six out of seven nights together as a family. So family dinner always, we have these I should have grabbed them. Conversation starters. Dr. John Deloney has these cards and they're for dinner. They're for family conversations. And my kids are obsessed with them. So somebody will pull one out and they're literally begging, can I ask a question? We do have to say to them. Sometimes Kent and I just sat down for the day and they're like, can I ask you a question? I'm like, everybody just chill for like two, mom and dad just need some quiet time for 2 minutes. Then we'll ask a question. And they pull out the questions and it's just instead of having the boring, like, how was school? Fine, right? This is, you know, what was your favorite vacation you ever taken? So it's really pulling out good conversations and I love that. So, and they love it too. Now, during the weekdays, we have a no screen time policy. I will say I do that. And so do my kids. My husband definitely does not do that, which is fine. But the kids are screen free and so am I. So what do we do from now until bedtime? So this is where they can, when you don't allow TV, they find things to do, right? Homework is done. They're coloring, they're playing, they're asking us to play games. They're playing with our dog, right? All the things. So that's kind of what happens from dinner until time to get ready for bed. We start making them get ready for bed around seven. They are, just to show you, 6 and 9. So that might sound crazy early, but just hear me out. That 7 o'clock is just like the starting of the process. It's not they're in bed sleeping at 7 o'clock. So meaning, and sometimes right before we go to sleep or get in their rooms, we will do yoga together as a family. Tegan will pretend she's a teacher and teach us, or we'll jump on like Cosmic Kids Yoga. Or if one of us is really sore and we want to just do a stretching video on YouTube, we'll pull something up and the kids will do it with us. And that's kind of fun to show them how to wind down as well. These are habits that they will remember forever, right? By us stretching every night or doing yoga, right? Those are things that they're going to think normal people do before they go to bed, even though not everybody does that, right? We are instilling and ingraining these habits in their heads. So anyway, after that, 7 o'clock, we're starting the process, pajamas on, brushing teeth, doing all the things. And I want them in their beds. Hopefully, I mean, 7:30 sounds like a dream. No later than 8 o'clock. I want them in their bed and I'm leaving their room at 8 o'clock. So sometimes I'm in their rooms between 7 and 7:30, and here's what I do. This also helps me wind down as well. So a couple things. We are a big reading family. Tanner, if she's in her room at 7:30, she probably reads. She stays up, I swear, later than I do. She might be reading to like 9 or 9:30, and Kent is saying, okay, time to turn off your reading lamp, and I'll show you my reading lamps that we use because they're strategic. So anyway, we have a couple things that we do and we love. One of the things that they love right now is Kids of Character. This is actually a Bible study. And what they love about it is like the role playing. My children love when you ask them questions and then they can tell you what it means or what they would do or all the things, right? So we do this one. We also are working on, this is actually going to be for a whole year. So I read this a long time ago. It's called Teaching Your Children Values. Linda and Richard Eyre, E-Y-R-E. I might be saying that wrong. But anyway, it jumps into the importance of teaching values, right? But then it jumps into a value a month. So that's why I'm saying we're doing it for the year. So right now we are in honesty. So we're teaching honesty. And I'll say things like, again, really having great conversations with the kids. Like that's, I'm trying to be intentional. So one of the things right now I'll say to them at night is, where did you have an opportunity to show honesty today? Now, just to show you how honest these kids are, Tanner's like, yes, the teacher actually got this person in trouble. And I raised my hand and said, I did it too. I was like, oh, great. So you got in trouble today. Okay, good to know. But we're showing them what that value is and really showing them that, listen, you're going to get in more trouble by not being honest than just telling us what it is, like just rip off the Band-Aid and share, right? So this has been a really, really fun book. I highly recommend it. And we also always every night, either whether I say, what was your favorite part of the day? Or what are you most grateful for? So again, I share this because it's part of my habit. If I forget to ask them, I might not think of that like throughout the night. But when I ask my kids, what are you most grateful for? You better believe they're like, what are you most grateful for, mom? Right? So I'm having to participate in gratitude at the end of the night as well, which what better way to go to sleep? Like let go of the work stress and the complaining and the negativity and end on a positive note. So that is a big thing we do every night is what was your favorite part of the day, your favorite part of the weekend? What are you most grateful for? We kind of mix it up and all the things. Okay. And it just shows you how it is so ingrained in their head is I was traveling and I was gone and I'm on the phone and Tegan's like, mom, what was the best part of your day today? Right? So they're even thinking of asking me that information. Now, reading lamps, our entire family has a reading, has their own reading lamp. I'll even bring this on airplanes. I will bring this when we're traveling. So the idea here is you can see if you're watching on camera, the color is not the bright white lights or the blue light, right? It is specifically for being able to, how do I say this? Not the blue light's not there. So it's not making you stay up later, right? So screen time is a big thing before bedtime because it's literally like doing something to your brain to wire you to keep staying up, or the certain light is trying to teach you it's daytime. This kind of lighting, and I'll link this in the comments below, but this kind of lighting is really getting yourself to be able to wind down. So my kids have a reading lamp, right? So now I'm in bed around 8 p.m. I start reading myself. I'm using one of these things. Kent, he is just like the rule breaker in our family. I mean, he obviously has his own rules and he is on his phone, which is so bad. But at the same time, he doesn't have to wake up early. Like I choose to wake up early, right? So please know, like, you might be thinking, oh, our family can never do this. Or, well, do you want to do this? Do you want to attempt this, right? So we use those reading lamps. We actually have this really helped, a baby monitor. So one time our kids just kept coming out of their bedroom into our room. And then they would be too afraid to walk back across the house because our bedrooms are separated, right? We're not like right next to each other. Like if our kids said something to us, I don't know that we would be able to hear them. So we have a baby monitor, not like a camera one, just a baby monitor with voice. And they can talk to us like they're right next to us, right? So we'll say on the baby monitor, okay, time to turn off your reading lamps. And usually Tegan doesn't respond. She's already fallen asleep. And then Tanner's like, okay. So that's been really helpful too with the baby monitor. And even just hiring a sleep coach. My kids are old enough now that they're great, but man, did we struggle. I mean, it was like they finally would get good and then one would be bad and then one would come in and then the other one would be, right? So I'll add here too, Baby Sleep Site was the company we used. And they were the ones that said, I said, they're coming into my room every single night. One night I woke up like four times in the middle of the night because they're in my room. Now they want me to walk across the house. I come back, I'm wide awake, right? This is affecting my sleep. And she said, get a baby monitor and tell them I'm right here. What are you afraid of? There's nothing to be afraid of, right? So I'm literally talking to them on a baby monitor. Sometimes, you know, 2 a.m, they're afraid. Kent might pick the monitor up and start talking to them versus them coming into our room. This all affects our sleep, right? So I come into my room around 8 o'clock. I am setting my wake up clock. I will link to that below as well. I'll link to the morning routine episode because that morning routine shared a lot of this as well. But I set my wake up clock. I will put out my workout clothes in the morning. If tomorrow is a day that I work out, I strategically work out in certain days. Again, you'll hear that in the morning routine episode. I take my chill CBD one more time. Yes, I double checked. I could take that much and do that. I take one at 4 after my workday and one right before bed. It's called chill and it's literally to relax me. At 4 o'clock after my workday, I feel like heavy and exhausted and like pressure. And I take that within 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, I'm better, right? So highly recommend this one that I've been taking has been amazing. I will put that in the comments below. So, all right, couple other things. Weighted blanket. Will never, ever live without my weighted blanket. My kids were most excited about our Florida vacation home because they're like, we can buy a weighted blanket and keep it there. Because literally Tanner will ask me if she can bring her weighted blanket on the airplane. Like, no, we will be overweight. It will be way too heavy to lift in the carry-on. There's no way. So they are just as obsessed with weighted blankets as we are. Every one of us has our own weighted blanket based on our weight and all of the things and what we prefer. I am going to mention the chili pad. I have it. I really don't use it. Kent loves it. If you are a hot sleeper or if you're a freezing cold sleeper, you can change the temperature and keep you staying in the temperature. Kent has the chili pad under and he has the chili pad blanket. So he is literally wrapped in a certain temperature all night long and he's obsessed. We have blackout curtains. I highly recommend getting blackout curtains. And then I want to talk about this. So our dog, we have him... he sleeps in our bed. He does not sleep in our bed. He will come in our bed at 8 o'clock. And at about 9 o'clock, when I start to go to bed, Kent will put Tucker into a crate that we have in our room. So we do not let kids or dogs sleep in our bed. That is just something, I mean, trust me, if you ever look at what it does and how often they wake you up and then hit you or move you or all the things, or you're bumping into them, it will interrupt your sleep. So I'm a big believer of like no children, no dogs in my bed because mama needs her sleep. So that is what I do. Again, you do you. If you're like, there's no way my dog's like 12 years old, he slept in my bed every night. You do you. I'm just sharing what I do. I know lots of people are getting puppies right now. And honestly, if you can start those habits, it'll be a whole lot easier. One of my friends tried to switch the habit after the dog was a year old and he wasn't going for it. I'm like, yes, because he thinks he's being punished, right? But when you can start these habits, they don't know any different. So what can you do to be thinking about that? Now, with that said, you want to make sure that you are wrapping up your day. And I know that sounds like a lot, but it's so woven into my routine. It doesn't feel like anything. It's just what I do, right? It's just like when you brush your teeth, it doesn't feel like, oh shoot, I got to brush my teeth today. You just do it so often. It wouldn't even be on your to-do list because it's ingrained in your head. Everything I just said is so ingrained in me. It doesn't feel like I'm doing anything. What I would suggest, a little quick win that I want you to be able to take this week, is find one or two things I stated and incorporate just that into it. Once that's so ingrained in you, then add another one. And again, what feels good for you? Some of that stuff you might not like at all, but that is what I do. I get asked a million questions. I wanted to do this podcast. So if you haven't already checked out our morning routine podcast, I'm going to link that below as well. That is a big one. My morning routine, I think that the evening routine, truly I do so that I am ready to go for that morning routine because that morning routine is my money maker, okay? So check that out if you haven't already. Message us, comment below if you are ready to jump into well-oiled operations and get your business running like a well-oiled machine. We hope to see you there. Bye, everyone. If you're loving the Foot Traffic Podcast, I want to invite you to check out our Mastermind Info Session. We have 3 different levels of masterminds here at Foot Traffic, for those just getting started all the way up to multi-million dollar businesses, from those with brick and mortar businesses to those with online. You can go to stacytuschel.com/info session and catch the replay where I share what each program entails. You'll also hear how you can get a free coaching call with one of our certified foot traffic coaches. Again, go to stacytushel.com/info session.